President of the United States. In fact, a new poll out of Marist University finds that declining approval for Obama among Democrats and those who would be called independent has really taken a nosedive, especially on the heels of the tax cut deal with the Republicans. Because, of course, the liberals do not like this idea, saying that the wealthy shouldn't get the breaks. That was one of the things that Obama campaigned on. How many times did you hear that magic number, 250, 250, 250? I don't think I've ever heard anyone say $250,000 so much, and considering that to be wealthy in a household of two people, we could certainly argue that depending on where you live. Regardless, though, that was definitely one of the weapons while he was running. That was something that he was running on. So once again, that gets shot down to cut a deal to try to get unemployment to be extended for 13 more months. And then the question becomes, is there enough votes? Will there be enough votes in the full Senate? Well, if you were paying attention, and we talked about this a lot on our last show, you'll remember that this is what it sounded like. Here's Senator Jeanne Shaheen, Democrat from New Hampshire, talking about the vote tally. Listen to this.
The yeas are 83. The nays are 15. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, having voted in the affirmative. The motion is agreed to.
All right, the motion was agreed to. That's just one little piece of this. The U.S. Senate, the full Senate, is set to pass the tax cut measure. So once that officially happens, that probably early on Wednesday morning, then if the Republicans have enough time to act on all of this, then this it does become, for some anyway, a Christmas present. Because those who would be in the middle class, definitely, and beneath that, were concerned about what would ultimately happen to their taxes. So the measure would extend, just to repeat it, the Bush-era tax cuts for 2 years for all incomes. Poof! I don't care what you're making. A buck 25, whatever. You would be the beneficiary of that. But in the end, does anybody lose? Because where does the money come from? It's always about that. Watch the three-card Monty and pay close attention to what's happening in Washington and just follow the money, baby, and you'll start to get a sense of really what's happening. So most House Democrats, rather, wanted to limit the tax cuts to the first $250,000 of family income. The plan would continue expanded benefits for the long-term jobless through 2011 anyway. So there's one New Jersey Democrat, Bill Pascrell, who is leaning against voting for the measure, saying opposing the bill will put many Democrats in a difficult spot politically because, you know what, the bill contains that extension of unemployment benefits and the tax cuts for the middle-income people. And if not, then there's nothing, and Democrats would come out worse. So you see a lot of people who are voting for this, certainly they're voting on their political future. But what else is new or what's different about this anyway when it comes to our government? So that 83-15 Senate vote the other day advances the measure you heard there. That was the official vote. It shows the urgency that they want this to hurry up and get through before you change the face of the lame duck session. Although, if that happened, he figured the tax cuts would be across the board anyway. So that only makes sense. And it looks like it's going to pass the Senate by a very substantial margin for what it's worth. Mitch McConnell's been keeping tabs on this, and he feels pretty confident that there's an understanding and there's not a problem with it. Okay, so moving forward, We got the tax cuts, the official vote that goes through. Then we have the president staring down the barrel of, whoops, what's going to happen in 2012 now that my peeps are starting to bail on me, some of the liberals, and certainly the independents. A lot of independents in the midterms voted for Republicans. And remember, that's the whole idea about being an independent. You vote for the person, or you vote for the party you feel is the right party, and that can switch. I know a lot of, surprisingly, a lot of independents who mostly vote Democratic said no way, no how this time around. All right, what about, in looking forward, what about the START treaty and what's going to happen there? Is that going to move to the Senate floor? My sources say it'll move to the Senate floor probably by the tail end of the week, meaning maybe Thursday. And if you're keeping track of this measure, the White House has made it clear that the nuclear arms treaty is a huge priority, and Senate Republicans refuse to consider any other bills under a tax package, or rather until the tax package is approved. That's why that hurry up maybe in the morning deal. So this may end up being front and center on Thursday. And I think you're still going to have a tug of war over this, too. And like I said, the White House has made it clear this is a huge priority, huge priority. Hoping that this gets done before the new year. So with the tax bill and the movement through, there's no reason to think that that's not going to be up for at least discussion anyway. Speaking of discussion, this is a huge discussion, and it's the discussion on Afghanistan and the grim statistics that now have started to flow out of that country. This isn't anything new, but there's been this review on the strategy that's been kicked around by a couple of different agencies, and this has been a long process. You know, this was the bloodiest year in 9 years of war, and there hasn't been any real changes in what the plans are so far. But in looking what the ambassador, Richard Holbrooke, was saying, is we cannot win this thing, get out of Afghanistan. And so, of course, the people at the Pentagon and other folks are playing that down. But can you deny what Holbrooke knew and what he was seeing, as he was a trusted advisor and was there again and again and again? So now they're downplaying this review, which assesses the impact of Obama's buildup of forces in the last year that was meant to create conditions for the Afghan security forces to gradually take over and let U.S. troops start coming home by July of 2011. Keep that date straight, July of 2011. Well, then I'd say you have to take everybody out if that's the case, because the review is not good. Dropping bombs over in Afghanistan and scurrying back to Pakistan and repeating the process. That's just not right. Hang with us.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news. Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
That's what your ghost stands for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, we have a little bit of a pile-up when it comes to callers, so we don't want a traffic jam. I have been so ordered by the Vice President of America tonight, Matt Johnson, to roll through the calls as he commanded. So I'm going to let the field general take control. He's right. And so let's do that. Let's roll through the calls. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
What's up, man?
Yeah, on this tax bill, I think the House might throw a monkey wrench in the plan.
You think they're going to shoot it down?
I think they're going to tinker with it and cut stuff out. It's in the bag. Stuff they don't like.
Could be. I don't think they're going to get enough votes, though. What I heard from somebody today is there's not enough votes. That's not going to happen.
I don't think the House will go along with this at all. But I think Obama dropped the ball when for the election. He should have done that, passed that on through. He got it all done and settled. We wouldn't be arguing about it now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, you got to take your opportunities when they're there.
Exactly. I mean, he had the chance to do it, and they should have done it. And be on something else now. But I don't think the House is going to pass it. I mean, I think they're going to cut stuff out and everything like that, and it's in the bag. So let the chips fall where they may, I guess.
So let the chips fall where they may. I think we've heard that a few times. Rick says no to the House, that the House won't pass it. It was certainly looking that way, but I think the House will pass it, so I disagree with him. Rick, you take care. Let's move to Sam in Montreal.
How you doing, gorgeous?
I'm fabulous. How are you? You're going to say simply fantastic.
Why should I bother? Yeah, well, simply fantastic. Out of this world. And Julie's daughter, her team was going to a match because she plays pro volleyball in Italy, and their bus makes a detour and runs right smack dab in the middle of that demonstration against the the Italian prime minister.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Brutal.
So, oh, yeah, brutal big time. And, she took some pictures and whatever. And, you know, and she was like, I said, were you, and I said to Julie, was she praying? No, but she had to change her underwear, if you know what I mean. I went, yeah, I get the point. Well, luckily they all made it out. They made it to the match in time, and they even won too, so that's great. When you say now I am confused. A Bush tax bill, remember I'm Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
A Bush tax, is this, what's Obama trying to do? Is he trying to use, it sounds like what I call Bush leftovers?
It is Bush leftovers. It was something that he kicked in years ago that gave tax breaks across the board to different incomes.
Right.
So in other words, you know, the taxes were cut down, and that theoretically helped a lot of people. And now those tax cuts, though, had a timeline on it, so the breaks would have be put on this by the end of December, which would mean like everybody's taxes would go up by at least a few points. So it could be from 31% to 35%, etc., all the way across the board. Yeah, well, of course, and nobody wants that.
Right.
That's significant, especially when we're in this, maybe we're in a recession, we're in a pseudo-recession, whatever.
Right.
It's just not good. And you can't have the economy stall that way, but at the same time, the deficit is just spiraling out of control. That's the other part of the problem.
So damned if you do, damned
yes.
if you don't.
Yeah, in a way, yes. And the problem was all the spending previously, but you can't go back. I mean, you can't go back. The only thing you can do is try to figure out why can't they balance the budget? That's what I want to know. Why can't you balance the budget? Wouldn't that be one of the main things? If I'm running, wouldn't that be one of the main things I would try to deal with?
Yeah.
Say, listen, we got to have a balanced budget, so we're going to hurt some feelings. We're going to really shake loose some change, and too bad, so sad if you don't like it.
Yeah.
Then don't make me president next time around. But I got to be honest, I got to do this. We cannot operate the way we're operating. Hey, Sam, you have a good night. We got to move on to a couple of other callers. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I think they're going to try and get rid of the filibuster. The only time you can get rid of the filibuster is on the first session of Congress, when you can change rules in, you know, the Senate or the House. And you only need 51 votes for that because, it's like a club, you know. The majority makes the rules, even though they say any further rules will have to be made by, a 60% majority. You can change the rule with just 51 votes. So that's what they try to do. And that would get rid of the filibuster rules in the Senate. And then, of course, then that would open the gates for Barack getting his stuff through the Senate. But he'd still have to deal with the Republican House. So
Right.
It's worth it. And when I hear you say that we're going to lose $900 billion. Actually, I don't think we're going to lose it because we haven't been getting it. You know, these tax cuts have been letting people keep that money. So they may have been planning on that $900 billion. You know, it's not like they've been getting it and now they're going to lose it.
Right, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
semantics. I gotcha.
Right, and then I think we need more than two parties because you know what? We're only getting two solutions to a problem. And, we need more than that. And with just two parties, you only get two solutions, you know. You know, they only allow one idea to get to the floor for the Republican parties and the Democratic parties. And you know, things are just too important for just to have two options. So,
you know what, I completely agree with you. That was one of the main things I kept saying on the show over and over again, and I would get shot down, that we need three parties. We need a different party. There needs to be another alternative that's legitimate, not just somebody who's blocking the votes from going in a certain direction, like the Green Party, like Ralph Nader or whatever. I mean, a legitimate third party. Let's get some fresh points of view, and that would do it. It's just like the midterm elections. You scare enough people you know, this Tomas into thinking they're going to lose their power base, and that's when things can really change. I think we should have term limits, and I agree with you. I think we should have a third party.
All right. Well, I know you got some people there, so I'll try and call back later on in the week. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Daniel's listening to us in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind? Fine.
Well, I just wanted to, if I could back up to the Wiki thing.
Uh-huh.
I was in the submarine deployment service for 17 years. I did special projects. Our mode of travel was submarines, and they deliver us to where we were going, and we'd do our thing, and then they'd come get us. And all I wanted to say is I know that some of the leaks that are happening, people think of as it's not damaging or it's not that big a deal. What I wanted to say is that there were some points on the submarine that were classified and you couldn't talk about them because all it would have taken was for somebody to say the angle of the propeller blade on that submarine is this much, you know, and it can go this fast and somebody could track that thing anywhere in the world because the people that know stuff, they can do the little mathematics in their head. They can draw it on a map and, you know, they'll be somewhere in this area.
Sure.
Just by saying the pitch on one blade of a screw or one blade of a propeller.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff may seem insignificant, but it matters. And, we needed to use those things. I was in Somalia for a little while when it was going to pieces back then. And we basically did observation on the warlords that were, fighting. And our positions were classified and so were our communications. And they were on the same kind of information that was leaked to that kid.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point. See, now you're proof of what could happen. It doesn't take much to add up the pieces of, geez, where do you think this sub is, for example? Oh, we have a nuclear sub that's out there somewhere. Daniel, thanks. Some good points. You know how I feel. I mean, I feel the same way that you do. I think that we don't want complete secrecy, but there are some things you don't need to have out there. We Can Count coming up next.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Another edition of We Can Count. Rahm Emanuel, you know the name. Used to be one of the trusted, probably still is, advisors for President Obama. He's fighting to stay on the February 22nd ballot in Chicago, a crowded race to replace Mayor Daley, who isn't looking for a seventh term as mayor of that city. So check it out. Emanuel so desperately wants to become the mayor of Chicago that he is testifying in a Chicago residency hearing. So he quits a job as Obama's chief of staff for the chance to replace Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, and now he might have shot himself in the foot. The former Chicago congressman gets to defend himself when he's expected to take the stand in what could be a wild hearing about whether he remained a Chicago resident while he worked in Washington and is eligible to run for mayor. I was thinking that that was all going to wrap up Tuesday, but I guess it did not. Kangaroo court, baby. You got to love it. He brought this on himself. There's no question about that. No question whatsoever. How about Michael Moore? He decides he wants to step into the spotlight. Gee, that's unusual. Anyway, the filmmaker wanted to help Julian Assange with the bail. The bail was over 300,000, and he wanted to do what he could to make that become a reality. Of course, Assange had the money anyway. He posted 20,000 to help him. The lawyers for the WikiLeaks co-founder presented to a judge document saying that Michael Moore had $20,000 of his own money to help bail him out. So obviously he supports Assange, but at least two more days for Julian Assange because the folks in Sweden would like to extradite him. And they're going to see if they can make that become a reality. So far they haven't had great luck with that, but they're trying to make that happen. Let's put it that way. Trying to make it happen. All right. Also here on We Can Count, it is about inches, right? Snow inches, that is. For the people that have been trapped, this slow-moving storm that brought all these horrible temperatures and dropped heavy snow that caused dozens of accidents, stranded more than 100 motorists and collapsed the roof of the Metrodome, finally made its way out of the Midwest. At least 16 deaths have been pinned on the storm, which dumped about 2 feet of snow in parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin before moving into Michigan and Indiana. That is brutal. That was a brutal little hit right before Christmas. That's what it amounted to. All right, let's hit some more. A Mexican border city has now hit 3,000 dead in this drug war. Where do you think I'm talking about? 3,000 dead. It's been in the news constantly in a Mexican border city. To me, it is such a crazy deal when I think of the fact that I used to report, you know, over and over again, probably once, twice a week from this city. And now we're talking about 3,000 people dead thanks to the drug violence in Ciudad Juarez, which really is practically El Paso, Texas. That's incredible. The homicide rate rose to one of the highest in the world after that turf battle broke out between gangs representing the Juarez and Sinaloa drug cartels in 2008. The toll of people killed, 2,763 deaths in 2009, and now they're saying a total of 7,386 people have died in the city of 1.3 million across the border from El Paso. Boy, it's got to be tough on the people in El Paso. I used to go over the Zaragoza Bridge daily. I didn't think anything of it. We would go there and have lunch. Hey, you want to have lunch? Yeah, let's go over the bridge. Want to have lunch the next day? Yeah, let's go over the bridge. I know this great little out-of-the-way place. You couldn't pay me to go off the beaten track. You couldn't pay me to walk over the bridge and go to Juarez. And Juarez really, 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 really catered to having people come over just to have lunch, having people just come over and spend some money. The tourists, but their tourist industry must be completely kaput. This is one of those feel-good stories when you say, wow, and I can't get rid of my beer belly. How about this amputee who is going to complete or hopes to complete 8 Ironman challenges in 8 months? I think it's so cool. Jeff Glasbrenner of Little Rock, Arkansas, is a below-the-knee amputee who's doing something that has never been done before. He's challenging himself to complete 8 full Ironman competitions in just 8 months. Wow. He says it's all about the challenge for him. So he chose Little Rock to finish his journey because he wanted to cross the finish line in front of his family, supporters, and sponsors. That is a feel-good story, isn't it? He's not letting, oh, I'm disabled, I have a handicap, I have a problem. He's not letting that stand in his way at all. How many people couldn't even finish this with 2 legs, 2 arms? How many of you couldn't do the Ironman thing? I don't think I could. Maybe 1 leg of the Ironman competition. But all those others? Oh, forget about it. No way. And this guy's pretty fast. To do an Ironman, of course, you know, you have to do a 2.4-mile swim. You've got to do a 112-mile bike ride. And then a marathon run of 26.2 miles, all less than in 17 hours. I just can't imagine. No matter how I whip myself into shape, I think it'd be shocking to to your system, to your body, to do all the things that he did. And there's so many special athletes like that. You got to love hearing that story. What in the world was this guy with a gun thinking when he pulled up to the Bellagio, decided to go in, decided to pull his weapon and demand the chips? He did this in the wee hours, which is usually when you'll just feel see a few stragglers. And Las Vegas police say, yep, he took $1.5 million worth of chips from the Bellagio. So he went in and stole it right from underneath their nose. How does he redeem this money, though? Because the chips are only good at high-end Italian-themed hotel casinos with a wall of famous fountains along the Las Vegas Strip. How does he turn them in? Good luck with that. I mean, they're even saying the estimate is over $1 million, but it could be closer to two. Could be closer to two. And, of course, chips are unique to whatever the casino property is where you took the chips or you walked away with the chips. And they're not interchangeable, so I'm not really sure what he's going to do with those. But he was really careful to get the chips and, you know, count them out, etc. So he's well aware of how much he had in chips. I'll take it in chips and cash, please. Just hand it over. Hand it over. And people are so shocked and so timid. Well, of course, what are we going to do? We're not going to fight the TSA. Right? And that's where we come to the next part of our story. TSA scanners easily duped, according to this new study. I don't know. I always look around to see what's going on with the TSA, and I'm not seeing anyone do any duping. I'm seeing people really complaining. But duping, I'm going to have to say, not so much of that. You see the pictures, and it just infuriates you when you see the pictures that are posted of the people. But the TSA's X-ray backscatter scanners have been the center of a lot of controversy and attention, certainly the last couple of months, and that's the privacy deal kicking in. They can take naked or nearly naked photos of people. The trade-off, some will say, is, well, security. What do you want? Do you want another 9/11 to happen? Do you want your plane to be the plane that flies into a building? You know, why do you repel the idea of it? The idea is it doesn't work, and that's the problem. And you see the nastiness and the pat-downs and some of the crazy things that people do to people at the TSA in the name of the TSA. And, you know, I'm sorry, I just do not get it. I do not get it. The ACLU, by the way, is totally on board with this and calls the machines to scan a virtual strip search because you get a clear view of whatever the person's junk is, let's say, male or female. You're not hiding anything. There's no clothes. There's no layer there. It's you and the machine, so they can tell what it is that you're carrying, whether you're packing something or if you're doing something else, whatever it is. If you're trying to get something in, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for something unusual, some kind of object, something to tip them off. Let's put it that way, huh? All right, that was We Can Count. Boy, some interesting things. We kind of moved around in a couple of different directions. Coming up, we're going to check the police blotter. This one's going to make your hair stand up, I promise you. I don't care if you're chatting with me, emailing me, or calling this show. What do you think of somebody who drops a kid, a baby, in boiling water? What do you think that person should get, a 16-month-old? Stay with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I really can't
stay. But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you
so
in.
Very nice.
Hold your hands there just like
I. My mother will start to worry.
For what you're
doing. And father will be chasing the floor.
Yeah, that's for all the people who say they like snow during the holidays. Do you like blowing the snow away from the house and the driveway and the front stoop? You got to think about it. For all of you in Minnesota and the rest of the Midwest who have suffered through some pretty incredible snowstorms, boy, the white stuff really pounded you last week and into this week. There are still a lot of cleanups going on. And, of course, a lot of that snow with the cold temperatures just sticks around. Although I prefer the kind that sticks around versus the kind that turns into slush, if you know what I mean. Let's get a little bit of an update from our man on the scene at the mothership. Which, by the way, a lot of people want to take tours of the GCN network. And if you do, you'll just have to get in touch with my man, Matt. As he said, it is a pretty giant place, though. It's cavernous, just like the Bellagio, just like that casino. Envision a casino without the tables and, you know, the one-armed bandits and all of that. Matt, what's the temperature in Minneapolis and what's the snow situation there?
The snow has been, I wouldn't say it's disappearing. It's slowly going away. That's the best way of saying it because it's, I just passed a bunch of, on the way into work tonight, I passed a bunch of dump trucks hauling away snow from roads, from parking lots. And I'm kind of curious as to where they're dumping it all. There's got to be a place where they're putting it all. But, I mean, it's literally, it's everywhere. It's just mountains of snow everywhere. It's gotten to the point where when you go up, come up to an intersection, you can't you have to kind of creep out because you can't exactly see the cars coming from either side. And right now, it has warmed up. And this is, trust me, this is warmed up. It has warmed up to a balmy 6 degrees right now. Which earlier this morning, it was negative 14 at about, I think about 4 or 5 this morning, yesterday. Well, I guess that this morning, yesterday morning, however you're looking at your days, 24 hours ago, 28 hours ago, whenever that was, 23. I don't know. I'm not good with my math. I'm going to have Minnesota math teachers calling me up now. Whatever time it was yesterday, at 5 in the morning, it was like 14 below.
Yes, okay, 14 below, that is cold.
Yeah, it's gotten so cold I can't think. My brain is frozen.
And so just so everybody knows, because Matt's got this great schedule, he has he's got a schedule where he works to death for like 3 days, and then he's off for, 5 days or whatever it is, and so... He's got broom ball responsibilities.
It's off from this show. I have other commitments that I have to do.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a very, very busy person.
He's very busy. He's doing
doing broom ball commitments, though, tomorrow
broom
night.
Broom ball. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can't imagine anything like playing broom ball at 30 below or whatever it's going to be when
it's
you
gonna
get
It's going to be cold.
Ice.
I'm not going to lie. So I'm going to have to do some things to keep the blood flowing in me. I haven't quite figured out my strategy yet, but some trips to the bar might be in play for me.
Yeah, I think there might be some trips to the bar. Yeah. There you go. Thanks, Matt. How cold is it outside where you are? Can you top Matt's story? How about his math skills? I understand. Listen, we are a nation of bad math skills. We understand. Taking those SATs and some of those other tests, how many of you did so much better on the verbal side, on the English side, basically?
This is the thing. I did well on both. And to have my math skills deteriorate like that, it's a credit to me not having to do that much math. Although, with the clocks that we run here, I'm awesome with that. It's just, I don't know. For some reason, the whole hours and the times, there was too many numbers involved, I think is what it was. But I can back time like nobody's business. Anybody in the radio world knows what I'm talking about. But
okay.
I can back time it.
All right. So back time is important in radio. I've actually worked with people in New York City who didn't know how to back time. And that can be bad. So he's right. That is an important skill, no doubt. All right, I have to give you the payoff on this sad, sick, twisted story. I can't say enough about what I would do to this guy. There is a 16-month-old baby, Jabrin Babbles, who was dipped in boiling water, and it looked like he might survive, except for that his skin was coming off. The little boy died from injuries and infections. 36 days it took after he was deliberately burned, according to the Dallas cops. Happened to happen in Dallas. And they say that the burns covered his legs, his feet, his hands, and everything else. I mean, what a heartbreaking, sick, twisted deal. Here's what happened. A woman was dating a convicted murderer named Cornelius Simmons. So he is the boyfriend. You're following the story of this child's mother. He was babysitting, and that's what he did when he was babysitting. So now, of course, he's in jail on a felony charge of injury to a child. Injury to a child, are you kidding me? He killed this kid. The police say he accidentally dropped hot water on the boy. No way. Or that's what he told police. From the injuries on the baby, it had to be intentional. I accidentally dropped boiling water all over this kid, and so his skin started to come off. I mean, I think it is one of the most twisted things that anyone could possibly ever do to another human being. How do you do something to a 16-year-old defenseless toddler? How do you do that? And apparently this woman had such great taste because this guy had vials of meth, like 90 vials of meth in his house. Oh, this is my boyfriend. He's such a nice man. I can't believe anybody would think that he would have done something intentionally to my child. Now she's only concerned about the boyfriend. That is just sick, sick, sick. How about this sad story? And this is all from the police blotter. Sorry to do this to you. A mother loading her 2-year-old son into an SUV was killed on Tuesday. 6 others were wounded in a gunfight at a strip mall in South Sacramento. Just a case of bad timing. In the meantime, actor Rip Torn in the news lately. I actually like him. I used to watch him on a show that somebody sent me tapes from maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. It was an older show, but I just got the tapes. Called Larry Sanders. It was hilarious. It was very funny. Gary Shandling was the lead guy, and it was a spoof, if you will, on what happens behind the scenes in late night talk. So actor Rip Torn pleading guilty in the Connecticut break-in. They say that this stems from these allegations that he broke into a bank while he was drunk and armed. Ooh, that would be a big mistake. I'm drunk, I'm armed, I'm Rip Torn, and I'm in this bank. I'm not trying to steal anything. I'm just here. Mm. And then the crazy story of the gunman who walks to a podium, sprays a red V with a circle around it, a wall, opens fire at school board folks on Tuesday, sending people scrambling, diving for cover. A security guard ran in, exchanged some shots with the man, wounded the man, who then killed himself. He was complaining to the school board members, or blathering on and on, that his wife had lost her job and was talking about the Democrats and the Republicans and saying it's all about the rich ones. So he was on a mission, and ultimately it ended in his death, let's just say it that way. So he ended up killing himself, and it's lucky that he just didn't take out a bunch of people when he started a fire, but he missed or intentionally missed them. It looks like, because he was dead on right in front of them, it looked like he aimed for them just slightly away from them, to make it look like, to scare them, I guess is the best way to say that, but he didn't in the end end up killing them. That's the police blotter. I think there's a reason why people don't like to watch the first 15 minutes of the news, because of some of the horrific things that, man, that people do to each other. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.